King's College is filled with all walks of life. Students come from all over the Northeast and world to become a monarch, but perhaps the most interesting student is someone who everyone notices but doesn't know her true story. If you ever see freshman Stephanie Jolin on campus, you will see her with her dog and notice she has an undeveloped left arm and is missing her left leg. But what you won't know is that Stephanie Jolin is a bronze medalist from the 2014 Paralympic Games in Sochi. WRKC sat down with the monarch medalist to discuss her disability, school, training, the limelight, and being herself to motivate others.
I was born with CHILD syndrome. It's an acronym, CHILDS, for congenital hemidysplasia ichthyosis limb disorder defect syndrome. And what that is, it only affects the left half of my body. I was born with deadly rashes. That actually is the reason why most of the babies don't live past the age of one. I was lucky enough to meet certain doctors and homeopathic doctors to help get rid of the rash, and hence the reason why I'm here today. But yeah, the disability, I have an underdeveloped left arm and I don't have my left leg, but I pretty much grew up just like everyone else did. When I was 9, I was invited to a camp at Camelback, PA Center for Adaptive Sports, and it was just a learn to ski camp for kids with disabilities.
Stephanie Jolin of the United States of America, skiing in the LW91 class. There are 7 classes in this standing category. A double bronze medalist from these games in Super G and Super Combined.
Well, I never really had that revelation that, oh, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. It was more or less, I just kind of just dropped into the sport, and it was just kind of thrown at me, and I just took it in waves. And they said, oh, well, meet us here in Colorado, or meet us here in Utah, or meet us here wherever to race or to train, see how you do. And like, I never thought this was going to be what I did for the rest of my life. It just happened that way.
While only being able to ski on one leg, the freshman's balance is insane, and her training is a little bit different than others. Stephanie trains 3 to 4 times a week on top of traveling to competitions and events while being a full-time student at King's.
I work out at Danko's, All-American Fitness in Plains. It's not far from here. 3 days a week with 2 different trainers, Ernie Ball and Fred, and 2 hours on Wednesday. It's just therapy, stretching, and then high-intensity endurance. I mean, we do everything from weightlifting to balance to box jumps to conditioning, everything. It's a mix of things. You can't only do one thing to improve everything. We have thousands, and I'm not kidding you, thousands of different moves and stuff we do on BOSU balls, box jumps, hurdles, even just marks on the floor, ladder drills, everything to just try and reconstruct a skiing scenario the best we could on land and strengthen the muscles that are necessary. It's really great that my teachers work so closely with me. I haven't had one professor yet say that they won't work with me or they won't do anything extra. They said, I mean, everything I do online that I could, and then when I come back, I just kind of like binge study and take all my tests at once. And I really try to shoot for a high grade. I would like to make the dean's list this year, or this semester at least. Like, I definitely don't let skiing be an excuse not to do my best in school and to not keep my grades high.
Last spring, Jolin went to Sochi, Russia, and returned to northeastern Pennsylvania a celebrity. I asked the 18-year-old what her new stardom was like.
You wouldn't believe it, but I absolutely hate the attention. I hate cameras. And I'm actually okay with microphones because there's no camera there, but it was not my thing. I lived in Harding. I live in the middle of nowhere. We have no neighbors. We are the kind of household that we do. We say we walk around however we want. I mean, we have boundaries, but you know what I mean? We're very comfortable people when we live by ourselves. So when I came back from Russia and I had cameras waiting for me when I stepped off the plane, like Obama does when he steps off the plane, it was extremely overwhelming.
While having success at such a young age and having a story like Stephanie, she has the unique ability to inspire and be a role model to athletes everywhere. But who motivates her?
I think it has to honestly be my mom. She doesn't know this, but we just did a benefit yesterday. And she, everyone else was complaining. I was even complaining that I was cold. And out of all people, I should not be complaining that I'm cold because I'm in like negative 60 for 30 days out of the year. But she was the only person who never complained, never wanted it to end early. She was up on her feet the entire day and she was smiling the whole time. I mean, and that's every day for my mom. She does not ever stop and she sacrifices her entire life for me pretty much. And it's her graciousness and her wanting to see me excel and exceed that keeps me going every day.
Jolin is currently training for the 2018 Paralympic Games that will be held in Pyeongchang, South Korea, and are setting her bars high.
Yeah, going for gold. I want something a little bit shinier.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm Sports Director Dan Lynch.